Well, good evening. It's great to be here. I also want to start by thanking all of the staff and supporters of the Resource Center for Nonviolence. But unlike Sandino, I am going to mention a couple of names because the invitation was extended to us by Scott Kennedy and his tremendous work. We met his son and daughter working on our conference for Amman, Jordan. I want to thank Scott Kennedy. And also I want to thank Anita Heckman, who was the point person who helped coordinate with me and with Dr. Musupio and with Global Majority to coordinate all the logistics. So Anita, thank you very much. Well, it's always fun for me to be in Santa Cruz, but it's a great honor this evening to be able to introduce my friend and colleague, Boatimo, and I'm going to offer hopefully a worthy introduction in a couple of moments. I do want to just spend a minute talking about Global Majority and particularly our recent collaboration with the Resource Center for Nonviolence in the organizing and implementation of the Promoting Peace Through Dialogue conference in Amman, Jordan this past June. We brought together 40 students from Iran, Iraq, Israel, Palestine, Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, the United States, the EU, where else? A few other countries that joined us. And that morphed into a three-day conference of 150 delegates from those same countries. Part of our vision in organizing that conference was to create a civil society version of what the Bush administration refused to do from the recommendations of the Iraq Study Group, which was to convene a regional meeting. So we went ahead and convened a regional meeting, and it was tremendously successful. And in large measure, it was successful because of the people who came together to collaborate. And that did include the Resource Center. It included the Palestine-Israel Journal based in East Jerusalem. It included the Consul General from South Africa to Los Angeles, who joined us. It included representatives like Boatimo from South Africa and Paul Arthur from Northern Ireland, who came to Amman, Jordan to meet with Israelis, Palestinians, Iranians, Iraqis, etc., to talk about the concept of intractable conflict. Because people talk about the Middle East, it's intractable. There's never going to be a solution. Some suggestion that these cultures are just used to fighting. Well, if there was ever intractable conflict, it was over 300 years of apartheid in South Africa. If there was ever intractable conflict, it was the hundreds of years of division in Northern Ireland. And as different as those histories were, and as different as those histories continue to be, the one thing they shared in common was that those violent conflicts ended at a negotiating table. And so the vision of Global Majority, the mission of Global Majority, is to engage in education and training, the skills and techniques related to negotiation and mediation, and advocacy. And the advocacy piece is the notion that civil society has the power, an increasing power through the internet and our ability to talk with each other, to join hands across borders, and to put pressure, nonviolent pacifist pressure, the pressure of moral persuasion on state leaders and non-state actors to come to the negotiating table. Well, we're in our infancy, and this movement is in its infancy. But already we can see small little examples of victories. The example of Palestinian and Israeli graduate students engaging in constructive dialogue with each other and revealing that even though they're among the educated, among the elite in their countries, speaking a common language of English, they'd never spoken to a counterpart before the Amman conference. They'd only engaged at roadblocks. They'd only seen each other as the enemy. And so the first couple of days were tentative as they stayed within their own groups. And by the end of 2 weeks, they were planning a coffee house to build in East Jerusalem to continue the dialogue. It's a small symbolic example, maybe, but it shows what is possible if we can get people into dialogue to find each other's common humanity. And the program that we're running this week at the Monterey College of Law with Global Majority that Boatemo's been teaching at has brought together local players, lawyers, judges, students, to learn about the nuts and bolts skills of negotiation and mediation, and to look at it in a global context. And it's in that global context that Boatemo talked and taught about gender issues in South Africa, and indeed gender issues globally, and talked about this concept of Ubuntu. Ubuntu, the notion of finding the common humanity in every person, be they your oppressor, be they your neighbor, be they your coworker, be they your adversary. Ubuntu, when we teach negotiation, we make progress at the table when we can discover the common humanity in the people we perceive as our problem, our enemy, our adversary. It's not easy, especially when that adversary has been responsible for horrific crimes. But it's finding that common humanity that drives the work of Global Majority and indeed personifies the work of Boatemo Mosupio as a South African leader, as a member of the ANC, as a leader of the youth movement of the ANC, now as a doctor who gained a master's degree at the University of California at Berkeley, a PhD at Berkeley, who's authored recently the book Soweto Explodes, talking about the mediation process revolved around language when apartheid South Africa would not let black South Africans learn English in school but forced them to learn Afrikaans, that led to the Soweto uprising, that led to massacres, that ultimately led to a negotiated peace and a resolution of that within the education system, which became then the model for the peaceful resolution of the conflict. Boatemo Mosupio, an ANC leader, a mother who went through the truth and reconciliation process because of the horrific loss of her husband and 3-year-old son, who faced the killers, who faced the perpetrators of crimes committed in front of her when she was pregnant with her second child. She learned through the process of truth and reconciliation, through the leadership of Nelson Mandela, Desmond Tutu, the women's movement of South Africa, who were indeed the co-architects of a compassionate movement to build a South Africa, not in the image of the prior oppressors, but in the image of true liberation based on Ubuntu. I've known Boatemo for about 3 years now. She's 3 or 4 years. She's a member of our International Advisory Board of Global Majority. She brings the type of distinction that so many other members of our board bring to this movement and who provide the vision and the leadership. And perhaps the most important component of that is helping to educate, helping to share the word, helping to expand the process of truth and reconciliation from a moment in the history of South Africa to an ongoing educational process for the global community. So as part of that ongoing global educational process, I will present to you Boatemo. I have to mention one other connection she has with Santa Cruz. She knows Santa Cruz. She was here during the anti-apartheid movement, but she said mostly what she saw was the University of California campus, where she worked as a South African organizer working with compatriots here in the U.S. to bring apartheid down. Please join me in welcoming Boatemo Mosupio.